So the Mishnah, so the Gemara says, I guess I'll try and say it nice and slowly, but it's a Gemara Brachas, which I see there's a couple on the table, until those sheets come up, but you'll have this in the sheets. The Gemara says in Brachas Mem Ches on the base, the Gemara's going to have to wait for my glasses, I'm sorry. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Seder Brachas Amazon Tanakh. This is the Seder Brachas Amazon. They're not Chidushi. The Gemara is going to tell you, it's not going to tell you, it's still calling for the Gemara. The Seder is, Rafa Bishana Birchazan. The first Rafa is Birchazan.
Shnia Birchaz Aretz. That's the second one. Shlish is Bonei Yushalayim. Revi is Hatov Vahameitiv. Ubi Shabbos. And on Shabbos, what do we have? Oh, you're the best.
Thank you.
That's very chashuv. That's great. Oh, you're so good. Okay, so. I'm sure you're familiar with the idiom osios machimos, so if you look at the Gemara inside, it'll have more meaning. One more time. The Gemara says that the Seder is very similar to what we already know. But what about Shabbos? Where do you insert the insertion of Ritzei? But Shabbos maschil b'nechama u'mesayim b'nechama. It says the Tanakama, you begin b'nechama, you end b'nechama. What's nechama mean? Rachim is nechama. And u'v'nei shlaim, b'nei b'rachamav is also nechama. You begin b'nechama, that's where you insert Ritzei. Between, at the third bracha, that's where you insert it. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, Ratza, not Ritzei, Ratza, Rat Omra Benachama, Omra Benachas Haaretz. You want to say it? I'm sorry, Ratza, La Omra Benachama, Omra. If you want to say it in the third bracha, you may say it. Let's get it straight. The first bracha is Hazan, the second bracha is Berachas Haaretz, the third bracha is Nechama, the fourth bracha is Atova Meitiv. So the first opinion is you have to say it in the third bracha nechama. I'm sorry, that's really stupid. You have to say it. I don't know why I can't do it. The third bracha, you have to say. Can you do that? It doesn't work. If you want to say it in the third bracha, you may say it. It says you must say it in the third bracha. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says you want to say it in the third bracha. Gesunta heit. Ratzal Amra b'nechama Amra. B'birchas Ha'aris, you want to say in the first bracha, and then B'birchas Ha'aris, the second bracha, Amra. Bracha Shetikin Ha'cham V'yavim, you want to say in the fourth bracha, say it there. Gesund to hate. Wherever you want to say, you can say it except. Josh? Must be Josh here. You must be Joshing.
You did it at your house last time over there.
And
we had our brother last year.
Yeah, I remember. And it's falling for 2 times, you fell right into it. Where can't you say it, Josh and everybody else? Can't say it in? First bracha. It's really, there's no mysteries here. You want to say it in the second, say it in the second. You want to say it in the third, say it in the third. Say it in the fourth. Where can't you say it? Can't say it in the first. Tanakama says say it in the third. Rabbi Elazar says second, third, fourth, no prob. Can't say it in the first. Chachamim aimrim. Eina omre ela b'nachama bilvad. You can only say nachama. Frek the Gemara. Chachamim hainu Tanakama. We said that already. The Tanakama says you say it in the third. Chachamim says you say it in the third. What's even mechanish the Chachamim? After the Gemara, Igibenayu diavad. What happens if you said it in the second? Or you said it in the fourth? You already said it. B'diavad, according to the Tanakama, you would say. Chachamim, if you don't say it in the third, you have to bench again. You can only say retain the second, third. So what we have to do is explain this machlokas. What's going on here? Wait, Rabbi Eliezer says whenever you want to say it, but don't in the first. Chum say you got to say likuvi, you got to say it in the third. And Tanakama says in the third, but second and third, third or fourth. B'diavad you say. What's the pshat? Okay, so we're going to suggest a svara. Not we. It's really Rabbi Nissen Alfik Zichron Bracha. It's his svara. He said like this. That. By the way, you know, if the what is all this doing in benching? Birchas Haaretz, Bnei Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash. If, you know, Bishlama, if the bracha would be, If the chiyuv would be you have to say ben, you have to ben shmi bread from Eretz Yisrael, then I understand. You mention Eretz Yisrael, I can mention Eretz Yisrael, I mention Yerushalayim. I don't mention Yerushalayim, I mention Beis HaMikdash. But we're talking about Kansas over here. I don't know where we come to, Nebraska, wherever it comes from. There's no chiyuv just because it comes from Eretz Yisrael. On the contrary, there might be an interesting shaila if you do Alamichya from Eretz Yisrael, you might have said Alamichyasa, but it's almost impractical because the Greek is never from here. Okay, so if you look in the sheet, which, what's your name?
Me?
Oh yeah, you actually didn't do it, I'm sorry. Who wrote me that sheet? What's your name?
Eden.
Eden? Eden? Thank you very much. Eden just did this great kindergarten routine for us over here, cut and pasted. So you look in Siman Reshut Ches. The din is, if you come to a place where a miracle occurred to you, you have to recite a bracha. Bracha is something. What if you come to a place where many miracles occurred? You come to one place of many places where miracles occurred. So says the Mechaber Halacha Hey, Mishanasalon Nisim Harbe, Begiu Leecha Mikol Hamakomos Shanasalon Es, Serech Lahazkir Kol Shar Hamakomos. You come to one place, you mention all the other places. So what happens is that wherever there is a specific obligation to thank Kosh Baruch Hu, then connected along with it, you must mention all the other ones. Suggested from Nissen Alpert that that's what's going on over here. First thing is you have to bench Kosh Baruch Hu for giving us bread. Man can't live without bread. And once we talk about what man can't live without Eretz Yisrael either. Or Yerushalayim. Or the Beis HaMikdash. So mention one, you mention the others. That's why we have everything here. But it begins by mentioning with Hazan. Anybody here from Miami? Do you remember the bumper sticker from Sarah's Pizza? V'chalta v'savata v'shilamta v'erachta?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we're not up to the v'shilamta, but what's the chiyuv of benching? So look in the Rambam. The Rambam, in the bottom left corner of our sheets, I'm sure you know this, that whenever the Rambam begins a Sefer, before it begins the Perek Rishon, what's on top of that? What's that called? Anyone? It's called the Koteret, or Koteris. And it's very interesting, you always medayek, what the Rambam is now encapsulating what all this Perek is about, what the Chiyuv is all about, what the Mitzvah is about, and what happens if he says one thing to Koteris, and in the Yad he says something else? Then you have room for 50 svarim. Always compare with the Rambam says in the Koteris, and look at the Rambam says in the Koteris. Mitzvah eseachas. There's one mitzvah deraisa. He levarich es Hashem hagadol v'hakadosh achar achila. And the chiyuv is to mevarich Hashem hagadol v'hakadosh achar achila. So we really want to be medayik this Rambam. The Rambam does not say al achila, bishvil achila. He says achar achila. It's not, it has to do with food. Once you've eaten food, then you're chiyuv to do what? Levarech Hashem HaGadol VaHakadosh. So what we want to explain today is, what is the Seder benching, and where Ritzei comes in? We want to explain what it means, Levarech, what the concept of a bracha is, and what's the concept of a Gadol VaKadosh. And then we've done our job. That's what we're going to try and explain. Now, why is it called? I'm so sorry. One other Gemara. Do we have a Psachim in the house? Is it hard to get one?
No.
Okay, thank you. Well, I assume most of you have learned Arvei Psachim. You guys are so modest. Okay, so the Gemara says, and the Gemara asks the question: why? And the Gemara says there's a chiyuv on Leil Seder to say Halal Hagadol. And the Gemara then darshans, what is called Halal Gadol? What is the section of Halal Gadol? And the Gemara says, why is it called Halal Gadol? Now, in your mind now, I want you to conjure, what does Gadol mean to you? What's Gadol? Like, yeah? Big, giant. Now, if someone is big, what does that bring to mind? Big. So, this Gemara is going to flip you. I'm going to tell you what big is. It's just, it's the Torah concept of big. It's not the first time that our concept, the Torah concept, this reminds me of the story. Okay. All right, no story. There'll be stories, but no. Well, before we even get to all this, what do we explain with benching? The idea of benching is we want to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu for the good. And we have the chiyuv from the Torah after we've read to do this. Because fundamentally, a person who knows how to be grateful is a happy person. There is a delicious inverse relationship between expectations and gratitude. The more you expect, the less grateful you'll be, and the less you expect, the more grateful you'll be. That's why those of us privileged to be raised in a religious household have religious education. We have the obvious edge, because we're taught from the time of children to make a bracha. What does a bracha mean? To appreciate. Provided, of course, that you mean it. Like there was a boy in a particular yeshiva in Brooklyn who went over to the water fountain and made a bracha on the water, warp speed. And Rabbi Victor Miller was walking by and said, "It's okay, you can do it again, it's on me." Not just to say it, but to mean it. Maybe I told you the story that I was flying to America. I learned in the Mir Yeshiva. And on my flight were two of the Dolim of the Mir, Rav Aaron Chodosh the Mashkiach and Rav Aryeh Finkel. Rav Finkel we called the Tzaddik of the Mir. And not for naught does he have the title of Tzaddik. They mean it's so righteous, pious, and devout. You put your fingers over here, they'd be dripping with the Shekhinah. And then we walk straight out of Pirkei Avos. Truly, truly from the Nifty 50. And when these two Gedolim learned that I was on their flight, they asked me if I would sit next to them. I'm a seasoned traveler. Fortunately, they are not. And my policy is whenever I travel, I prefer to sit next to someone who's not yet religious. I thought about what I'm doing in life. Most people have not. A person stuck next to me for 10 hours, that's a chance to impact. And on many occasions, I have my neighbors over for Shabbos. I'm in touch. I correspond. I said I'll be a juxtaposed perpetually, but not totally adjacent. Fair enough. So it was Ravaran Chodesh at the window, Rabbi Finkel, the great Tzaddik, Israeli. I sat behind him. Next to me was a middle-aged Israeli couple. I introduced myself to my neighbor, and he tells me he is Charedi Chiloni. Meaning not only is he not yet religious, he is zealously not yet religious. His wife explains that Dor Shmi Yerushalmit, an 8th generation Jerusalemite, whose grandmother grew up in Bat Engar Meisharim, she was Choseret B'Sheila. First time I ever heard that expression. She had kicked the fold, and they're very proud of her. Needless to say, I had my work cut out for me. So going to my spiel, gunished. Like water for ducks back. 4 hours into the flight, it's a night flight, dawn is cracking. The Rabbi Finkel jumps up. Here's the very first opportunity of Brichot HaShachar. He jumps up, puts on the record, puts on the hat, goes into the wind-up, and by no means in a quiet voice, he begins, Baruch, Ata. A couple next to me are freaking out. They tell me, he's one of yours, you get him to quiet down. I was not prepared to cooperate. They called over the steward, and the steward said, get him off the plane. I tried to explain this is highly impractical. Emphasis on the highly. And then he said, call the captain. After 3 or 4 minutes, felt like an eternity, at least Rabari sits down. A couple resumes breathing. Then Rabari once again goes to the bathroom, again puts on the record, puts on the hat, back into wind-up, little histrionics and gesticulations. Baruch. Ata! My neighbor turns to me and says, now what's he doing? I said, sir, I don't explain this to you. And the person goes to the bathroom, make a blessing. Come on, I said, give me a break. I said, no. Oh, you have to go to the hospital. If someone's inlets aren't inleting, and their outlets aren't allowing, there's a rupture, a blockage, they're miserable, horrific, he in his pain. Some physiognomy changed, turned him and said, Tidema, you know what? Yesh Bazamash, you got a point. The next 6 hours, talking religion all the way to America. And he then came to him and we were both traveling to Los Angeles. And always it's Rabari's bathroom blessing that turned him around. That's what it means to make a bracha. That's what it means to appreciate. One of the seminaries where I teach many seminaries. One seminary I teach a course on tefillah. My first class here is a prayer Jew says upon arising in the morning. And I ask my students honestly and truly, what do you think when you say Moda Ani? Moda Ani Lefa. But if you can arise in the morning, I'm grateful I'm alive another day in front of the king. To jump up in the morning, well, this could be distracting to roommate, to quietly get up, I'm grateful I'm alive. This is a great way to start the day. Don't trust me, try it. See if it doesn't make a difference. Every Friday night, we take guests from the Kotel. We call them walnuts. And one Friday night, we brought home a grill off the wall. This story happened years ago. Anyway, we brought home a grill off the wall, came for a meal, stayed a little bit longer. This is a true story. After about 5 weeks, I said, maybe you'd like to go to the Eishlan, good seminary, and treat the classes. She said, no, I like it where I am. I said, nonetheless, and personally, took her by taxi to Neve. The end of the story is today, this woman is married, a religious woman, has a couple of kids. She later confessed to me, her very first day in Neve Yerushalayim, she walked into the dining room, So everyone talking to the food before they ate it, so they're really spaced out. So, but now I'm also out of bracha. So I hang my hat of appreciation, my fulcrum of gratitude. That's what it means to have a bracha. There's an Uncle Moshe song, and to be honest with you, if I hear it one more time, the kids just went too far with this one. One more. The lyrics are very true, just extremely corny. Baruch Hashem, for the sky so blue, for whatever you do, I'm a happy Jew. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. So it's awfully corny, but it's awfully true. Benching means we have an obligation from the Torah to articulate our thanks. Shaila is, I'm Pesach, not me, I'm to say, Halal HaGadol, Sorry. Yep. Frekta Gemara. V'lama nikra shmo Halal HaGadol. Why is this called Halal HaGadol? I'm Rav Yochan Mipnei. Listen carefully. Shekash Baruch Hu Yoshe Berum El Sholom. Where does Kash Baruch Hu sit? Berum El Sholom. You know how high that is? As Shlomo Karmach put it, Lord, get me high, get me high. This is higher than that. It's not get me, he's high. He's Berum El Sholom, wherever that is. Way, way, way up in the stratosphere. Mechalik Mezonot L'Kol Beria. And he gives food out to all the little creatures. Way from up there. So what's Gadlut mean? I'm telling you what the Gemara says. Gadlut means, remember for Ashton, what does big mean? Big means I care about small things. That's big. Tell you a story. Dian Abramsky, you know who that is? You don't read enough Teller books, but it's rectifiable. More about that later. So Dian Abramsky was from the Mamish from the Gdoli Adar. He was Nifter 29 years ago. And a giant of giants. He got the title Dian Abramsky because when he was released from Siberia, he became the head of the London Beis Din. He made his job contingent on the fact that he had total control of all kashrus in London. Not all the butchers in London took kindly to this. And one butcher had the gall, the audacity, to summon him to court. Not referring to Beis Din, Akayas, secular court. Dian Abramsky was an extremely outspoken, forthright individual, loud, I don't say argumentative, very outspoken. So they warned Dian Abramsky not to raise his voice when he goes to court. If you raise your voice in court, as he often did, these judges will flip their wigs, literally and figuratively. In England, there were shaitels in court, the judges. So when I prepared my book on Dian Abramsky, I read through the court proceedings, and I wrote there, albeit this court is not accustomed to hear an old tiger roar so loudly, we must unequivocally rule that he is correct. At one point in the court case, the judge asked him, who is the greatest Talmudic authority alive? He said, I am. And the judge said, what about humility? He said, yes, Your Honor, but I'm under oath. So, Dian Abramsky, he knew the whole Torah, trust me. Now, in those days, when a match was proposed, it wasn't just, you know, sounds like a good boy, sounds like a good girl. You got to test the merchandise. So there had to be a test, a faher. So the Ritvaz's granddaughter was proposed, the daughter of Rav Rishlemsky was proposed to Chatzal Abramsky. So Rishlemsky wanted to know if this man is up to, if he qualifies. So he asked him, what should I test you on? He listened, he said, test me on the entire Shas, except Masechta Sukkah. That's a funny thing. And if I'd be happy, I knew just Sukkah. But he said, the whole Shas, just not Sukkah. So he tested him on the whole Shas, he couldn't catch him. He knew, they spent the whole day going through Shas, he knew the gun. All the Shas except for Sukkah. So he said, okay, let's break the plate, you're engaged. So then he came up with this technicality, what about Achirena? And the Gemara says, you have to see the girl first. So he said, it's really not necessary. You know, so he was particular to do what the Gemara says. Okay, so come to the house at 9 o'clock tonight, and you'll make Achirena, and then we'll break the plate. So needless to say, Rabbi Shalemsky, the whole family, this guy is a living Sefer Torah. They'll do anything not to lose this guy. So they set the table, as you can only imagine. The most beautifully embroidered tablecloth, fine china, stemware, crystalware. The table is gleaming and glowing. It takes your eyes out. Drop dead china. At 9 o'clock, there's a knock on the door. They say the big thing in education is audiovisual. Knock on the door. Everyone's heart stops beating. The new Gadol HaDor is going to walk in the door now. They open the door. There's Chatzal Abramsky. And just then the kid brother walks by, trips on the tablecloth, and all the china comes crashing to the floor. any person in the right mind would have taken this kid, performed Dalet Nisus Bezdin, and then the girl, post Kala, goes over to this boy, lifts him up, are you okay, are you alright? And the Chassid Rambam said, now you can break the plate, no plates left to break, but now you can break the plate. I see what kind of girl she is, this is what I want to marry. What? Godless? Who only Barumah Shel Olam cares about those below. That's godless. So, the first bracha is godless. Bavur Shmo HaGadol. What is it talking about? Zan Mefarnes Lakol. He takes care of every single barrier. Everyone is taken care of. The first bracha is about the godless. Yodcha Chazaka, says Rashi. Yes, Godlecha V'yodcha Chazaka, says Rashi. Godlecha Midas Tuvacha, your kindness, your goodness. Well, how is God's goodness, greatness reflected? So what's the Rambam's lashon? The Rambam says, "Levarech es Hashem Hagadol veHakadosh." Where do we have any connection to Kadosh? What's our only connection to Kadosh? And that is God's embassy on earth. That's the base of Mikdash. That, if you had to pick one place where there's Kedusha, it's got to be the Beis HaMikdash. So we have two Mahalachim now in benching. One Mahalach is, as Rabbi Alfred said, based on that din in Reshit Ches. You come to one place where you have a miracle, you have to bench God for all the miracles that occurred. You mention one goodness, and already you mention all the other ones. The second Mahalach is the din of the Rambam. The Rambam says, you have to be Mevarech Shmo HaGadol VeHakadosh. Okay, here we go now. Hold on to your shekels. Hold on. You have three-way machlokas. Rav Elazar, you want to say, Ritzei, you say it in the second, the third, the fourth, doesn't make, just not the first. Tanakam says you can say it in the, you should say it in the third, but Bidiyev, you say in the second, the fourth. And Chum say exclusively in the third, otherwise it's ma'akev, bench again. Okay. So, according to Rav Elazar, he's learning like Reishit Ches. You mention one goodness, you have to mention all the other ones. The first bracha has no connection to goodness. The first bracha is relating to food. As Zana Sakol, the first bracha is just about food. The other ones are talking about the good. Aretz, he gave us Eretz Yisrael, he gave us Yerushalayim, he gave us the Mikdash. So therefore, when we're talking about goodness, Shabbos, which is such goodness, it makes sense to say it any other time. But according to the Tanakhama, pardon me, according to Chachamim, he says you can only say it benachama in the third bracha. Where do we have, where the Shabbos, what's the outstanding, most outstanding feature of Shabbos? Kedusha. Ki yom zeh gadol v'kadosh lefanecha. What's it say about Kedusha? What's Uvnei Yishlaim all about? The Kedusha. It makes sense, you should go over there. It has no more shaykhs, the other brachas. The Tanakhama is learning, it's a fusion of the two svaras, the siman of Reshit Ches and the Pshat and the Rambam. So in the Reshit Ches, never mention good, mention the other goods. But it should really be, it makes more sense to mention the Chama, because that's talking about Kedusha. But if you don't do that, Bidiyev Yotzei, if you say it in the second, in the fourth bracha. So now we've explained that machlokes. You have to mention good, you have to mention all the good. It's like a friend of mine had a baby on Parshas Kisavo. Kisavo is the Parsha Bikurim. And that's the Torah concept of Bikurim, means gratitude. It's a whole Gansachad Gadyan, he said the whole Megillah, Arami Avir Avi, and we went to Mitzrayim, then we brought the first fruits. Why do you say the whole Chag Gadyan? Because gratitude means trace it back. So a friend of mine made a Kiddush, he had a baby with a mild assist from his wife, he had a baby girl. So he made a Kiddush, so he said, Baruch Hashem, he had a girl. I said, you missed the whole point. First he said, Baruch Hashem, I got engaged. Then Baruch Hashem, we got married. Then Baruch Hashem, she came pregnant. You have to trace, that's what the gratitude means. You see, you know, you buy a coffee in a fancy Delancey restaurant, it costs $35. You buy in a diner, it costs 49 cents. It's the same coffee. But when you're buying a fancy Delancey restaurant, you're not just paying for the coffee. You're paying for the architect, for the interior decorator, for the carpet, for the ambience, for the piano player, for the reshit, you know, the whole stick. You're not just paying for the coffee. In the diner, you're paying for the cup of coffee on the recycled paper. There's a whole parsha, a whole package over here. All right, now, I just want to say, before we continue, Balabatish, the idea of benching. And that's why I'm going to read you now of the Parsha from the Torah. What does it say you have to bench? in the Torah. Where in the Torah? Tzvi? Let you off, Josh. Where's Tzvi? That's Tzvi? That's Tzvi. Let's just say Avi. Well, we know it says Vachalta Vsevata Vishilam Tugur. It's in Tvarim. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to read you in the Pasukim. Try and stay with me. And then I'm going to synopsize in English. Okay, how's that? Kol mitzvah she'anochi mitzavach ha'yom tishmul la'asot laman tichyun uvitan uvatem vishtam ta'aretz asher nishba Hashem la'avoteichem. You have observed the mitzvah that you will be able to inherit the land. So we mentioned the land. V'sodei kol derech asher holicha Hashem lokecha zeh arba'im shana b'midbar laman anotcha la'asotcha. We had a basic base medrash in the midbar to learn. God was testing us to see ladat asher bilavavacha hatishmul mitzvotavim lo to keep the commandments or not. V'yanecha v'yarivecha. And we were tortured and we were made hungry. God fed us the man. God gave us spiritual food. So the man does not live by bread alone. There's a spiritual component. Your clothing never wore out. Let me ask you my question. All my life, this question troubled me. Always troubled me. I don't know if you get troubled by questions, but this. I always wanted to know. How did babies have clothing in the midbar? I see you're not perturbed by this question. It's quite the kasha, no? Where'd they have clothing from? Everybody's clothing stayed with them. Got laundered with them, grew with them, shrunk with them. But what did a baby do? It came out in the birthday suit? Akasha?
They have mom. It's crazy, the baby's having.
The mom's clothed the same day. Okay, so I asked this question to Rabbi Leff, and I don't know if it was his answer or he's quoting something. He said when a woman was pregnant, the stomach expanded, the baby is born, there's all that extra fabric, and that fabric was used to make clothing for the babies. That's how they had clothing. Once they had little clothing, then it could expand and grow with them. Okay. Weiter. At least you learned something tonight, didn't you? And you'll know in your heart, just as man will make his son, well, man will admonish his son, God will punish. God loves us like a child. You'll keep this commandment to fear the Lord. God will take you to the land with all kinds of good, wonderful things. Land with all the seven beautiful things that Israel was blessed with. A land where you will not eat bread with poverty. You won't be missing anything. Then it says, and you'll eat and you will be satisfied. According to Ramban, the Chiv is when you're Soveya. That has to be a Kebeya. Then you have to bench Hashem. Here's the problem. I'm going to fast forward now. The problem is, once you eat, once you get full, and you have prosperity, it's a problem. Because prosperity is a bracha everybody wants, and prosperity is a danger. Because when you have full stomachs, you can have empty heads. I'll say that again. A full stomach can bring about an empty head. And what's the consequence? Fast forward a few psukim. Yamarta bilavavacha, kochi ve'otzim yodi asali et achayel hazeh. I am the one. My mouth and the strength of my hand got me all these riches. Oops. So, thank you. So it goes like this. It starts off, we're in the midbar. We mention the mun, and prosperous we want. And then we get so filled with ourselves, we declare the strength and power of my hand have amassed me this wealth. Prosperity is a longed for blessing, but it's a dangerous one. We don't have to elaborate about the corroding effect of wealth. I think we're aware of that. So the first bracha in Berachas HaMazon, look back on your sheet at number one, it says the Gemara right above what we started with. Amar Rav Nachman, Moshe tikin l'Yisrael Berachas HaZan b'sha shiyared lehemon. The first bracha came about, it was established by Moshe when man came down. So you're supposed to ask me a kasha here. The first bracha is is they were masakin on the man, but the first bracha there's no mention of man. And here's the point, folks. The point is, it's no coincidence. It's not an accident, because bread and man are the same thing. What does it say in Sfarim? That man is spiritual food. What's lechem? It's from God. People mistakenly believe that bread comes from a bag that's placed in a makola, in the supermarket. Likatchila, I'll teach you a new din. Likatchila, when you make a bracha on bread, you should hold the bread with both hands, all 10 fingers, to remind you the 10 malachos that went into it. Zariah, Katsira, Harisha. It's not just coming out of a bag in the supermarket. 10 labors went into this. When we ate the man in the midbar, what bracha did we make? Hamotzi lechem min hashamayim. We come to Eretz Yisrael and say, whoa, what a miracle! Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Can you believe it coming out of the ground? What a miracle! Because bread and man are the same thing. They're all the providence of God. God's providing for us. And since He provides, we're obligated to remember, to be cognizant, and not get filled with ourselves and have a full stomach, create an empty head, and say, Kosh v'yotzim yodi, asali sechayel azeh. Okay, so now we're at the critical juncture. We have to explain what bracha is. What's the Lashon HaRambam? Levarech is Hashem HaGadol V'HaKadosh. So what does bracha mean? It's a very important concept. I'll just give you a synopsis, and then we're going to look at the Nef Shechaim, and the Shar Beis, Perek Beis, of Chaim V'Lashon HaRambam. If I say to Kosh Baruch Hu, you are the greatest, that's a bracha, that's a Shevach. I say to Kosh Baruch Hu, you should have the ability to provide kindness to your children, that's a bracha. So it says like this. Did I quote that? I'm sorry. Shrek and a half. Yes, look at number 4. The Gemara says what happened was, is Rabbi Yishmael, Yishmael was a Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yishmael went into the, on Yom Kippur, went to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Everybody knows this Gemara because it's a song. He goes inside the inner chamber of Yom Kippurim, and who does he see there? None other than Rabbi Market. He sees Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Tzvakos, Shu Yoshev Akisei Ram Venisa. Lord, get me high. There he is, sitting on his high throne. Vamerli Yishmael Bani. He said, Yishmael, my son. Barcheni. It's unbelievable. What does God say to Rabbi to the Kohen Gadol? Give me a bracha. Okay, my Rabbosi, learn how to medayik a Gemara. Amarti la, one is the bracha that he gives him. He ratzon lofanecha, may be your will, shiach b'shu rachmecha eskasecha, that your mercy should outstrengthen your anger, v'gala rachmecha amidasecha, and you should reveal your kindness amongst your attributes, tisnachin, imbanecha b'midas harachamin, and deal with your children with compassion, and allow them to accomplish way above and beyond the law. Now, this is a bracha? You look at number 3. Yes. Safe to assume that Rabbi Yishmael the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim Lefnai Lefnim knew exactly what a bracha was. And the bracha was that you should be able to do that which you wish to do. Give goodness to your children. There should be no obstacles along the way. The Gemara says Menachos Daf Mem Gimel. I believe it's almost inexplicable. We're supposed to make 100 brachos a day. God needs a brachos? He needs a brachos? It's ridiculous. So, the Rama says you have to varch Shmo Hagadol VaHakadosh. We don't give him a brach; we give Shmo a bracha. What's his name? So the Sifri says Esfi Lishivim Ish Li Lishmi. Whatever it means, me means God's name. What's his name? It means his utensils on this earth where we can understand what God is all about. Bezdin HaGadol, the Beis HaMikdash. Besu li mikdash, li mikdash, li lishmi. Mercism, but Mitzia Kuf Yud Dalid. The Mercism says like this. I assume you're all familiar with the din of a mashkon, correct? If you borrow something from someone, scratch. If someone owes you money, you're allowed to take collateral. So let's say the person is a needy person and they need that collateral back, either nightly or daily. You take as collateral a blanket that he should pay up his debt. So the person doesn't have a blanket, you have to give back that blanket at night, and what will he do? He'll give you a bracha. give you a bracha. So ask the Gemara. Gemara would say, this is also right, the Chaim Volozhiner, right here, Perek Beis. It says like this. V'shachah b'simlosoi u'v'rachacha. He'll go to sleep in his garment and he'll bless you. Says Gemara, what is this lafuke? What does this exclude? Yotze hektish she'ein sarich bracha. The exclusion is hektish, which doesn't need a bracha. What are you going to give bracha to the Beis Hamikdash? What does it mean hektish? You make a pledge you're going to give money to the Beis Hamikdash. The gizber from the Beis Hamikdash comes and says, where's the money? I don't have it now. Okay, so I'll take a mashkon. So he takes the person's blanket. So l'chayre at night, you should give back the blanket. You should sleep with the blanket. So Gemara says no. Why do you have to give back the blanket? You have to give back the mashkon. So get a bracha. Hektish doesn't need a bracha. Does Kosh Baruch Hu, does the Beis Hamikdash need a bracha? Of course not. Correct the Gemara. Whoa! I can prove to you that Hektish needs a bracha. What's the proof? The proof is Vaksiv v'achaltu v'savatu v'erachta. We're giving a bracha to Kosh Baruch Hu. See, God does need a bracha. So Gemara has to retract from this position. It has to retract and say, okay, so God does need a bracha. So if that's the case, what kind of bracha are we giving Kosh Baruch Hu? Says with Chaim Volozhiner, that's all here in number 3. The bracha we're giving Kosh Baruch Hu is Tosefes Koach, Tnu'oz Lelokim. The bracha is that you should be able to do that which you wish to do. You want to do chesed to your children? Be able to do chesed to our children. What can we possibly give a Kosh Baruch Hu blessing with? Like, it's like not like a human longevity, health, wealth, wisdom. Kosh Baruch Hu's got all the health and the wealth and the wisdom. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. It's inane to say it. But that he should be able to provide good for his creatures, not punish them. That's the best bracha. Interestingly, you know that people would travel halfway across the world to get a bracha from a rebbe. You can do better than that. If I give a bracha to you, Bavarcha mevarechacha, you bless a fellow Jew, God will bless you. So what's better, bracha from a rabbi, bracha from a Kosh Baruch Hu? That was a rhetorical question. Are we still here? Anybody? The answer is, depends which rabbi. No, the answer is Kosh Baruch Hu. I'm not saying it's a joke, but it's not funny. You give someone else a bracha, you get a bracha from a Kosh Baruch Hu. That's the best bracha you can get. Okay, we're almost done. Okay. I'm skipping a little bit, not that you would know. Okay. So the bracha we give to Kosh Baruch Hu is not a bracha to him, but to his shame. We give a bracha to his shame, those that represent him that we can relate to in this world. That his vessels in this world should be more influential. That's the bracha that we give. Okay. But, okay, so what is it, Makasha was, why does it say, V'chaltu s'vata v'erachta? Where do we find that we say, you know what it seems to say? It's like, really, I wouldn't give you bracha, but what can I do? It says, Shanel, Kasu b'sara secha, you say you have to give a bracha. Yeah, I wouldn't do it, but it says, Kasu b'sara, V'chaltu s'vata v'erachta. Shanel, this is really kind of funny. What are we saying? Really, Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't need a bracha. Of course he doesn't need a bracha. So give a bracha to Hashem. What's the pshat? Pshat is that really, I know it sounds funny. I wouldn't do it. Well, what can I do? Kakasu b'sara secha. You said to do it. What can I do? It's a little bit strange, but you said to do it, so I have to do it. Lastly, we have one more din, and then we'll say, look at number 5. The din is, what happens if you have a mezumen which is benching? If you ate, you have to join the zimun. What happens if you walk in the zimun is benching and you didn't eat anything? What should you say? You can't say, brokan shachanu mishalo, because you didn't eat. So what do you say? If you look at number 5, what you say is, Ona achra of this middle line, Baruch umavarach shemo tamid le'olam va'ed. Baruch shemo. You are blessed, but your name is also blessed, because that's where appropriate for us to give a blessing to. we're able to give a bracha to his name. Okay, the rule of public speaking is tell them what you're going to tell them, tell them, tell them what you told them. We wanted to know what's all these components doing in benching. We had two mahalchim. One mahalach is like the halach and reshit ches. Once you mention one good thing, you have to mention all the other good things. And the other mechayiv is the Rambam. Levarach eshmo hagadol v'hakadosh. Based on these two svaras, we explain what everything is doing in benching, and we explain also why there's a machlokes when you say ritzei. If you say like Rabbi Lazar, you can say it in any bracha but the first one, because the first one's talking about food. But the other ones are all talking about chasadim and good things. Shams is one great bracha God gave us. So therefore, it makes sense to be saying the second, the third, or the fourth. According to Chachamim, if we're talking about the Levarach Shmo HaGadol VaHaKadosh, where do you find Kadosh? In Uvnei Yerushalayim. That's where Kadosh is. And what Shabbos all about? Hashem HaGadol VaHaKadosh HaZeh. There we can say it only there. That's where the Shaychas. According to the Tanakhama, both Svaras seem to coalesce. Really, the most Shaykh is by Kadosh. That's the third bracha. But since there's also the concept of saying for every other good, so you also be the other if you say it in the second or fourth. Why is it kasuv b'sar sefa? Because really, it's funny for us to say God doesn't need a bracha, but we're going to give him a bracha on a shame. Well, what can I do? Kasuv b'sar sefa. And lastly, the whole concept of bracha is something which is really important to understand. Bracha does not mean giving a shevach or praise. Bracha means that we want to give Kosh Baruch Hu the ability to be tosefet koach, to have more strength to do that which he wants to do. That's the definition of a bracha. That's all, folks. Yeah, that's the shir. Okay, just what happens? It's Erev Chanukah. Just what happens to be here and have some books. And if you want, the mechanech tonight, the chanukah sale. Meaning, if you want a book, I